On the show today, we have Relationship Toolbox's very own Dr. Patty Ann Tublin and CU 2.0's Kirk Drake talking about creating a credit union fintech mastermind group to build a network of peers and develop lifelong skills. So check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a special episode of CU Broadcast for you. We have Dr. Patty Ann Tublin from, you are the relationship expert, author, speaker, entrepreneur. What's next? Can you find a vaccine for COVID-19 for us, Dr. Patty Ann, please?
No, but my most important credentials is that I'm a married mom of four children,
well,
including a set of identical twins. So I have the twins that I share with concept. Share
all,
that we share
all three of us. It's a twin call again.
Unbelievable. There you go. We were meant to be together.
Wow, this is fate if I've ever seen fate before. Wow, we have that's a whole other show. We'll start a twin podcast. How about that?
And we live to tell the tale.
No doubt. That first year, woof, was a doozy. Hey, and last but not least, down below here is Mr. Kirk Drake from CU 2.0 and Ongoing Operations. How you doing, Kirk? How are things in the Great Northwest?
Doing great, yeah. I could deal without never-ending homeschooling and whatnot, but otherwise, very well.
Well, it's summertime. Come on. Got to have a vacation, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll be doing that in the fall as well. So anyway, so we digress, but we have, again, Dr. Patty Ann Tublin from you have a company called Relationship Toolbox. So before we get going with talking mastermind and things like that, give us a quick 411 on you and Relationship Toolbox.
Great, thank you. So basically, Relationship Toolbox is a boutique training and development consulting firm, and it focuses on exactly what it says, all relationship skills that drive the bottom line. So I'm an emotional intelligence, communication, and relationship expert. And as you know, today, they will say the top five, within the top five skill sets that companies and people need to succeed today are all what we used to call soft skills, but they're not really soft. They're really mandatory today. There's enough smart people to go around. If you don't know how to create, nurture, and sustain a healthy relationship, you will not be in business. Why is Kirk smiling and laughing?
Because you just pulled the
smart I changed my virtual box.
Transformed into the Bahamas. So well done.
So that's pretty much what I do. The background, the academic boring background is I have a doctorate in clinical psychology. I have two master's degrees. I'm a certified executive coach. I do a lot of TV and radio. Most recently, I have a Dr. Patty Ann's Tuesday Tips for Success, which is really fun, where the viewers call in, and there's two questions they ask. One is a personal, one is a business question, and I answer those live on TV, and that's really a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh.
I've traveled the world. I do keynote speaking. I do a lot on empowering women.
You used to travel the world.
Yeah, well, I'm traveling it vicariously through your screen now, Kirk.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me go get my poopy shells on. But it's exciting to be a part of different, experience different cultures. And the most exciting keynote I gave is, as far as I know, I'm the only female businesswoman that spoke in front of a mixed gender audience in Saudi Arabia. And that was sort of kind of cool. I did a... it was right before they allowed women to drive. Yeah. And I did a commercial over there for Toyota speaking in Arabic or Farsi. It was pretty hysterical.
Well, I was all over your website last night, and there's a theme that kind of really pops out to me. And you are obviously a huge proponent of women in leadership, and just really promoting women in the business place and just, keep pushing. So is that, are there any other items that you're aware of? Because we're talking about emotional intelligence a lot as well. I think that's really kind of going through the credit union industry right now. And so I want to pick your brain on that as well as women leadership.
Sure. Well, there is a lot that I do on women's leadership, but it's almost as if there's two lanes. Like that's a subspecialty of mine. That's where I wrote my two Amazon best-selling books on the topics of women leadership. But that was really an extension of the work that I do as an emotional intelligence expert.
Okay.
Right. And it just so happens I'm a woman. So the woman concept was something that popped out at me, and people came to me as a business leader where I was passionate about empowering women anyway, mm-hmm. because I don't see it as a us versus them at all. And honestly, that sort of kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. And I truly believe that when we empower women, we empower everyone. So to bring it full circle to the credit union, you can just look at women from the perspective of diversity will empower you. Diversity in terms of thoughts, brainstorming, ideas, and that's where the mastermind comes in.
Right. And that's the segue to Kirk. Thank you for that, Dr. Patty.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think people are like, okay, what's the connection between Dr. Patty and Kirk? So bring us to that connection here, Kirk. And it sounds like the mastermind is the connection here, right?
Yeah, so we met at a mastermind called COO Alliance a couple of years ago, where John Derby, our ongoing operations COO at the time, was in that mastermind. They had a CEO-COO kind of collaborative session. We hit it off immediately, and I had been feeling personally that I had some, you know, frankly, personal blockers that were keeping me from getting to the next level in OGO and in some of the CO2 stuff and, you know, and my personal life. And so I really started working with Dr. Patty Ann through that process, had a fantastic experience, brought her in to do some coaching and really improve some of the relationships within people I've worked with for years in OGO, but just really improving the trust, improving the functionality of those. And it's led to some really, really good results within OGO. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I've been part of masterminds for probably the last 10, 12 years, really after I stopped working at, NIH Credit Union and started OGO, I began seeking out other entrepreneurs to kind of help me deal with the random challenges of being an entrepreneur, because it can sometimes be very dysfunctional and lonely in some respects, and you have the ambition and the drive create these different components to it. And I found, so I joined Entrepreneurs Organization in a Vistage group right now. I was also in one called Cadre. And so over the years, these different groups have really led me to the power of peer coaching and the ability to be hyper engaged with other leaders and to help you see things that you don't see day to day, or to, you know, maybe your work product on a board presentation is a B on your own, but you put it in front of a panel of 9 other CEOs and suddenly you get it to an A+ and you just crush it. And so seeing that power at different stages of OGO's growth, or with launching CU2, or doing stand-up comedy, or deciding to go do a winery, like all these different things were things that came directly from peer either pushing me out of my comfort zone, right, or giving me the confidence that I could go do this other crazy thing in that process.
Yeah. And so what do you say? I mean, are you trying to bring this out to credit unions as well? Kind of get them involved in that? Because, I mean, I know there's a lot of CEOs that collaborate, yep. CTOs, a lot of folks in their areas of expertise, they collaborate.
Yes.
The superpower of credit unions, as they say. So are you trying to kind of bring this to the credit unions as well and bring Dr. Patty Ann into the fold as well, which would be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think so at its core, you know, obviously I'm a pretty collaborative credit union leader, you know, for years. I always like to joke that collaboration is a little bit like sex. We all like to talk about it and pretend we're doing a great job, but we're actually all terrible at it.
I didn't say that.
Didn't I say this is a family show in the beginning?
Yeah, exactly. So, if my kids are watching this, you know, that'll be interesting. So anyways, in looking at that and saying, how can we be better at this as an organization, as an industry? How can we get better in that collaboration? A lot of it really comes down to trust. Even in the formation of OGO, one of the key things it turned out was that 4 or 5 of the credit union leaders had worked together on another project. And so they had an instant trust circle that meant they were able to take that leap much faster than trying to create that for the first time. Mm-hmm. And so really it started with post-COVID going, we're not going to be doing trade shows. We're not going to be doing The normal sources of collaboration and connection in our industry are kind of dead for the next 18 months, in my opinion. And CU2 was looking at it going, well, how can we pivot? You know, I think the thing, whether if you've lived through 2000, 2008, your own, you know, credit crisis, whatever, you learn that the speed of how quickly you accept the new normal and then how quickly you adapt and change to that new normal is really the indicator of how well you're going to do on that next upswing, because there will be an upswing. It doesn't feel like it now, but the more you analyze it, the more you feel bad about it, the less impact you can actually have, and the slower it will take to get out of that situation. And so, really, I was sitting around going, I'd really like to figure out how to bring this mastermind concept to credit unions. I've been working on it for a couple of years. This seemed like the right opportunity, and I reached out to a number of different credit union leaders and said, hey, we're creating this mastermind. We want action-oriented leaders, be a number two or a CEO, that doesn't matter, from a wide swath of credit unions. We'd like some marketing people, some IT people, some accounting people, some lending people, you know, sort of all across that. And the most interesting thing that came back was time and time again, the people said, hey, that's interesting, but we want to make sure that we have outsiders in this. We want to have fintech leaders in this as well. Okay. And so we came up with this format that's half fintech leaders and half credit union leaders, and put them together in small groups of about 10 people. And we meet once a month, and it's working really, really well, identifying some really interesting opportunities to collaborate and work through. And just at this, so we've got about 30, 40 people involved in that now. And we want to, you know, open that up and get more people involved, because obviously the more credit unions we can be connecting these dots and making those opportunities, the better off we are. And a huge part of all of that comes down to relationships, trust, leadership, you know, those pieces, because if we don't deal with our own internal demons and challenges, we can't really help our organizations or the people around us deal with theirs, right?
Yeah, which is the perfect place for Dr. Patty Ann, because this is right. This is right. Your wheelhouse, right?
Exactly. And I was listening to as Kirk was speaking, and so the conference that we met at, I was actually speaking on relationships within a company. So it would be between like the CEO and the COO, and talking about the value of communication. And many times with entrepreneurs, we cannot get out of our own way. Leaders cannot get out of their own way. They don't know what they don't know, right? And it's not for lack of effort. It's not for lack of intelligence, but you get blinded because you're working in the business. You lose sight of the vision, all that kind of good stuff. So with the mastermind, when Kirk and I was, when he was wanting to launch it and saying, well, let's have a facilitator that knows how to create trust, because you have nothing in these groups if you don't have trust, right? As I said earlier, to bring it full circle, success is based upon the ability to create, nurture, and sustain healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. And in a mastermind, that's at the core of being a facilitator within a group, because we need to make ourselves vulnerable. And what Kirk was mentioning earlier is with the groups that we've already been leading, it's really amazing. First of all, people pretty much self-select, right? It's high achieving people that want to be successful. They want in. So you already have stacked the deck for success, right? So then you just have to be able to facilitate it in a way where it's safe to be vulnerable, so that people will share what their struggles are, mm-hmm. right? Outside, you're not going to necessarily tell people what you're struggling with, right. But if you don't share, and you get so blinded, you can't see. So 1 + 1 = 11 is the concept of the mastermind, right? And I love the history behind it, where Napoleon Hill from Think and Grow Rich, who actually created the concept of a mastermind, said when two minds come together, you get a third mind or a mastermind. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing, the brainstorming, the ideas, the accountability, all the energy that's generated can't be done anywhere else except in a mastermind group where it's safe. You're safe to share what you tried, what failed, what you think was so foolish, and great things come from the ashes, if you will.
Yeah, I think like Richard Branson does these on his island, at Necker Island.
Necker Island.
You are, Kirk, you're on Necker Island right now, right?
Yeah. Aren't you with, well, no, I'm right behind you on that little corner of your TV screen.
Oh, yeah, that's That's my island, right?
But Richard Branson charges a little bit more. We might have to up our game card.
Yeah, just a little bit more. I was thinking there's a lot of like high-powered folks that do this out there that are very successful in it, and they do it for a reason, so they can have, you know, like-minded or peer-related thoughts. And again, I'm sure these meetings, I could imagine being a fly on the wall in some of these meetings. My gosh, talk about vulnerability. Gosh, I screwed up on that iPhone thing. What was I thinking? Type of stuff, you know?
So. Yeah. Well, and even, you know, like I'll give you one of my favorite ones. So this came out probably 7-8 years ago. My mom, every time she would come visit, it was a really traumatic experience. Like it would end in tears. I'm bullheaded. She's bullheaded. So it just always kind of went there. And so I was presenting at a mastermind on, you know, like, help me figure out how to change this, because I'm really unsatisfied with how that goes. It's painful for my wife. It's painful for my kids. It's painful for my dad. Like, how can we do something different? And one of the guys said, well, you know, my mom is pretty similar. And what I figured out is every time she comes to town, I go and I make a lunch date or a coffee date with just her. And the two of us go off, and I spent an hour or two just with her. And he goes, it completely changed the entire dynamic, because now she feels like she got my attention and there weren't competing priorities for that time. And I was like, that seems pretty easy to implement. I started doing it. I mean, it doesn't 100% resolve it, but it's certainly 90% like much, much better on a consistent basis. Really simple tweak that enabled all of us to move forward much more positively. Right.
So let's
and if you think about that example, if you think about that example, what Kirk was able to do was to take a negative and just reframed it. She just wanted your attention.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
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 And masterminds will do that. They will take something that is presented as a negative, and depending upon our perspective, right, it changes everything.
Right. Right.
And she does make me buy lunch still, but.
What a guy. What a guy.
So let's bring that to credit unions. So let's bring that into credit unions. And how do you see this benefiting credit unions? Again, I mean, we're in a very collaborative industry, so we're talking already, but this seems like it takes it to a whole nother level, right?
Yeah. I think it's about being really intentional about the collaboration, right? Like we tend to, collaboration is painful, or one of the challenges, you only collaborate when you have a problem to solve, right? And you reach out to that group of people. And often you have a confirmation bias of people who to reach out to. They may not actually have, one of the fascinating things about it is you'll get in these small groups and someone will bring a topic, a dream or vision or something that they solved some prior time in their life that you just didn't even know, right? Like you had no idea they had this special skill, right? And so when you think about that normal collaboration piece where you say, okay, I'm going to go call 4 people who I think have the solution to this, you've immediately put blinders on the potential opportunity within that.
Yeah.
The second piece is when you are forced or voluntarily on a monthly basis, sit down and say, we are going to collaborate. We don't know about what, right? But we are going to look for opportunities to share and have better ideas, right? Then you get in the practice of it, right? And in that practice, maybe it's not the third or fourth thing you talk about, but it's the seventh on the seventh meeting that is this aha moment of, oh, geez, every credit union in this room has this problem and this fintech over here has solved this. Now we have magic on getting that peer collaboration in it. And if you don't have that structured, consistent piece of it, it's really hard to see that because it's uncomfortable. You know, like our natural tendency is to not pick up the phone when we have a problem, is to try to solve it ourselves.
Right.
And then the third piece, merely the act of trying to define the problem and to do that in front of a group of peers, often it's not what you originally defined. And it's when they ask you a bajillion questions about it in this kind of 5 or 7 minute period that you actually get to the source of truth of what the problem is. Yep. And it isn't what rock you were pushing. Right?
That's why you were Sisyphus. And to that point, Kirk, many times, and we'll do this plenty, I'll ask, what's the real question? Right? And the process of untangling how to articulate what the issue is the mastermind, the support, the group will allow for that. And then the other piece that Kirk was talking about during the group, I think the beauty is after the group and between the sessions, and you're in the shower, and all of a sudden you have this brainstorm. Well, it's not really all of a sudden. There's a science beneath that. Yeah. There's intuition. There's so much that we're learning now from neuroscience. And you really can trace it back to the mastermind. And, you know, we talked about Napoleon Hill. His conversations with Andrew Carnegie is where the mastermind groups came from. And Andrew Carnegie, and, you know, let's not argue with success, said he attributes all his success, all his fortune, to mastermind groups. Wow. What are you waiting for?
Exactly, exactly.
Right.
So what are we waiting for, Kirk? So how can, I'm assuming that you want all credit unions to do this. What are the goals here? What do you want to achieve?
Well, so I don't want all credit unions. I want action-oriented credit unions that want to do something different. So if you're, I mean, and occasionally we'll talk to someone, they're like, yeah, no, our credit union never does anything new, right? Great, then this isn't the right spot. You know,
this is not for you.
Because we're going to push you out of your comfort zone. We're going to make sure that the people engaged in this are doing interesting things and pushing the credit union industry agenda. So if you're interested, reach out to me directly. You'll be seeing there's a landing page being built on the Credit Union 2.0 website, you know, all those kind of things. And we'll provide more information as time goes on. And you know, there'll be lots of opportunities to be part of that.
And just so people don't get scared, because we will challenge you, we will push you. But anyone that's looking for transformation, the time is perfect, because with COVID, we are in a cataclysmic paradigm shift. If you do not reinvent yourself now, I'm sorry to say, but rest in peace.
Yeah.
So now you don't have a choice. Necessity is the mother of invention. And the great news is so many great inventions came on the heels of a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. So this, now you have an opportunity to join with the group that are all seeking for change. It's a great, great opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, we're all, it's a amazing transformative time for all of us, for sure. And to have this really almost like a proactive action to get you to that next spot there. If you feel stuck somewhere and you really want to transform, but you feel kind of stuck or something like this, this sounds like the perfect place to get unstuck. really move forward.
And it's a great place to deal with the stress of the situation too, right? Because there's nothing more stress relieving than you get in a room and everybody's like, yeah, none of us know what we're doing.
Right.
Like, we're all making this up. You're like, I thought everybody had the answer. Nope.
We're all right by the seat of our pants, that's for sure. Oh my gosh.
But that really is a relief. I mean, people really feel,
you're right.
So you're not alone in your struggle, you know?
Yeah, that's a huge thing. So again, where do we go, Kirk, to just go to CU 2.0 or?
Go to the CU 2 site or email info@cu-2.com and then, you know, send an email to me at kdrake@cu-2.com, any of those places, and we'll get you more information.
And these take
place, I'll get you a link after this.
Yeah, okay, and they take place so a month or?
So we do four calls for... Yeah, conference calls.
One call every 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yes, one call every 4 weeks. And then, and it's an hour and a half long. So it's quick, concise, jump right into it. At the end of 4 months, we kind of survey all the different groups and we kind of find key themes. And we'll have a 5th month event where everybody is involved.
Oh, wow.
And we have specific panels and breakouts and industry experts. So there'll be one on diversity and inclusion. There'll be one on, so you want to be a CEO. There'll be one on, you know, how to structure fintech partnerships for success. So those are some of the early things that we're seeing. And we'll do that sort of a half-day virtual summit. Eventually that will move to a live event once we're actually allowed to, you know, see each other again. And then we'll rinse that and repeat that cycle twice. And then at the end of the year, we'll shuffle everybody and you'll be in new groups, building new relationships with new fintechs and new credit union leaders.
Oh, right on. That's exciting. Wow. Of all the people to do something like this, it's you, Kirk. So something like this for sure. For sure. And Dr. Patty Ann, before we go, give everyone, where can we find out more information on you and what you do out there?
Oh, just go to my LinkedIn page, Dr. Patty Ann Tublin. It's all there. I'm sort of kind of all over the place with the internet, but I am really excited because this is so, it's agenda driven, but it's also peer driven, right? So you have the best of both worlds. So you're never going to come and walk away from a call with like, I just wasted my time. It's like, I wish we had more time.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And those are the best ones because you're kind of itching to want more. So you're eager for the next one to come. So yeah, good stuff. All right, guys. Yeah. Well, I'll let you get back at it. Dr. Patty Ann, thank you so much. I know you have a super busy schedule. So thank you for taking time out. And Kirk, well, you're at the beach. So
always good.
I don't want to take any more of your time. Yeah.
Just don't beach, winery. Right? You know.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. This was really an eye opener. And I hope tons of people sign up for this. This is a really great. Another great idea from Kirk Drake, for sure. All right, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.